Well, Pinkies, here we go. I have several things to tell you about. Before anything happens, I have to back this car off of my ramps because I have had it up in the air to investigate my brand new shocks that I said I wanted to do something about. I said I wanted to do something about the front end on this car. It was feeling loose. Well, it's definitely no longer loose because we've had some improvements to the suspension, which is why we're going to be out and about today to test the new setup. So, as I've told you previously, I felt like it was getting a little loose up there in the front end. Felt like, I don't know, it's just a little bit of wear in the grommets and the bushings and stuff. So I took the car to a suspension shop. Now I'll tell you what a mistake that was. because it cost me a lot of money. Kind of a lot of more of the money than I wanted to pay. But in any case, we got a new setup here. So let me tell you what happened. Originally, I really just wanted a wheel alignment because I felt like the car was pulling to one side. And I mentioned, you know, maybe I might be interested in some new shock absorbers. They actually call them struts. A strut is just a little more, complicated than a shock absorber. But it's basically a shock absorber. Let me roll the windows up. I'll just turn on some airflow here. It's a lovely day. It's going to be another scorcher here in Vancouver. So they did all of those things. So I'm out today to test it. Now I have a little bit of reservation about exactly what they did. I think what they did was they pushed the toe in of the front wheels in too far. So if you're not sure, it certainly feels definitely tighter. And I like the rigidity on the front end. But I kind of feel like they've made it slightly more numb. So I think what they've done here with this wheel alignment is they've pushed the toe in too far. So the toe in is on a wheel as it hangs off of the spindle, or the bearings or the mount, where it, you know, the thing that spins around. The hub, if you will, there's about three different adjustments you can make. You have the camber, which is how the wheels is the distance of the wheels at the top end, so you can angle the top of the wheel in and out. And that is camber. And you also have the toe-in, which is as wheels point, they're supposed to run in a parallel line together towards the same destination. You can change the toe-in, and the toe-in is where the wheels point towards each other, much like a person who walks with pigeon toes. That's what the toe-in is. So sometimes they do little tricks. All these, you make these adjustments. There's also caster, which we won't talk about, which is that's cornering adjustment when the wheels are turned, I believe. I'm not an expert. I'm just a know-it-all. So I think they've turned in my toe in so that the two tires are pointing towards each other just a little bit, ever so slightly. And this is evidenced to me when we go into a corner, the two tires are fighting each other a little bit. One tire, it feels like the tires are shifting back and forth. The weight is popping, is on one tire, and it shifts to the other tire because they're fighting. The two tires which are towed in are fighting. They're not doing a nice clean turn because they're not pointed in the same direction around a turn. And I think that's what they've done to make the car feel more stiff. And I think it's a trick. I think they've tricked me. So I'm out today to test this. We're going to have to do some high speed, soft sweeping turns. And we're going to do some high speed, short sharp turns. And we're going to see how it works out. Okay, so here we go, up to highway speed. A little bit of vibration from being on flat tire spots, 75 miles an hour. Let's put a little bit of cornering in. Oh man, it's super, it's very tight, isn't it? Yeah, it's, the front end is very bouncy with these new Bilstein struts. So it rides a little rougher, and it's a little less forgiving as you put inputs into the steering. And every little bump, you feel every little bump, which is fine. I knew that would happen. That's not a complaint. It's merely an observation. Let's take sixth gear, 80 miles an hour. Coming into a very nice sweeping corner here. Just a little bit of roughness. Yeah, it just hops around a lot as you hit some of these rough edges, these rough little bumps. It's going to take me some getting used to. It certainly is more, I don't know, it's more rough third gear. Sharp, 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 a little bit of tight, slight bit of understeer. I don't know, maybe I just need to give it a chance. I need to get used to the new feelings here. It's definitely different, I will say that. Not convinced it's better. Got a little bit of a wet spot coming up here around this corner. I'm gonna turn in hard. Oh yeah, that's pretty sticky. That's pretty good. Be okay, we might be okay, pinkies. Second gear around the Sharpie. Oh, that's a little bit of scrub there. Okay, let's test out the worst corner, the most scariest corner in Vancouver. Oh, got a train. Yeah, it's The bumps are much more rough because of the very stiff. Yeah, I can feel it working. Come on, turn in. A little bit of traction control kicking in there. Oh, it does grip way better. I do like it. It's not so oh, you got some really nice, it doesn't heal over as much. Oh, yeah, it is a little, it's very good. Oh, I like it. I'm starting to like it. Oh, it's much more stiff. It doesn't, the body is not rolling over. Rolls, it used to roll quite heavily, and you could, you really had to be careful about managing the power to the rear wheels, because when it rolled over so far, you could really upset the balance at the back end. That's where all the weight is in the rear engine car. So with the way that the car would just kind of flop around a little bit, if you were not careful adding or subtracting power through corners, you could make the rear end slip out a bit. So that's slightly better. It's a little, it's a little less scary in those really hanging on the edge of your, by your fingernails, those types of corners. So that was pretty good. I quite like that. That's good. All right, so we better put on the police detector here. So I'll tell you, we'll just take a little break here from driving like a maniac. I'll tell you what I've been up to. Mr. Anderson and I have been on our vacation. This is basically the last vacation of the year here in the beginning of August. We were up north visiting Mother Anderson. We had a little bit of business dealings going on up there as well, because that is the place that we're going to be retiring to, so we're kind of getting lined up for that. So we had, you know, I'd like to say this vacation has been a good vacation, but in fact it is not. I feel like I've just been working every day. We painted the house, not the entire house, but we did some painting around the house. I've been splishy, splashy washing my siding, second, third gear into a corner. Yeah, the understeer is much better. Isn't that interesting? So we've been, you know, working on the house, working on this, painting the things, doing a bit of siding spray. I am 3/4 done, or maybe I'm 8/10 done. I have six sides to my house, and I've done 5 of them. So now I have only one side done. Or one side to do, and it's the easy side, but I don't want to do that side because we painted that side a little bit, so I'll have to wait a bit, which is fine. Maybe I can have a day to myself. And then we were traveling, and oh, so busy up north at Mother Anderson's house. So that was kind of hectic up there. And then organizing getting all these repairs done to the 9/11. So, pretty hectic. And then tomorrow I have to get ready to go back to work. And that's that. It's the end of the vacation. So it's been very, very active week off. So we have all kinds of things going on around the old castle, Fay Manor. I'm finally getting some more work done on my dad's basement. So although that project is going to take a very long time, we are making some progress on it. which is really nice to see. I'm happy to see we're finally able to get, I mean, well, it's my own fault because I've been too busy to get things done. I gotta get in front of this little truck here. Student driver, great. I'm pulling up behind a Prius with a student driver sticker on it, and he's carrying basically a deflated dinghy that you would take to the lake. So we're going to slow down and let the crowd get away from us here so that we can enjoy some of these corners. So, been doing a lot of stuff around the house, trying to get the house all purdied up, and we had such a hard winter. The house took a bit of a beating, but it's getting much cleaner now, and of course, we've been enjoying the pool very much so. It is much nicer. It's very much more tight. That looseness I was complaining about before is just all gone. It's back to being just a nice and solid feeling platform. And oh yeah, that was very nice. And turning in, it's remaining more flat. The turn in is better. Not getting a whole bunch of sway back and forth, like side to side. So, yeah, it's very, very nice. I was feeling a bit of, when I first drove the car after the shop, I was feeling this chatter as you enter into a sharp, go through a nice sharp 90 degree, just this waka waka waka, but where, you know, between the two tires, I just felt like they were fighting each other. I'm not feeling that so much anymore. There's just the ever so slightly tiny bit of this chatter, I want to call it chatter, back and forth from tire to tire, where it's flipping, flopping from tire to tire. I am, however, hearing some new noises, like some whirs and hums from the drivetrain that I hadn't heard before. I don't know why I haven't heard it before, but well, whatever. The thing is, you know, I'm torn about whether or not to keep this car. It would be so much nicer to have a newer 911, like the 997 version, which is basically the years of 2007. All right, where are all the people going? There's a lineup of people going up my old country road. They're probably going to pick berries or something because it's the berry picking area. I'm really torn between whether I should get a new 911 or, you know, but that's going to be so much money. Or whether I should just keep this car and try to keep it together. Like, not that there's anything wrong with it, but if I invested, yep, there goes the berry pickers there. People are going to get their blueberries for $1.95 for 25 pounds. I'm going to spend the day picking berries. Because I'm not going to be able to buy another car here If I'm going to buy another car, it has to be done in the next 2 years. This is a great car because it's so much fun to drive. It's a simple car. It doesn't have a lot of electronic, you know, it doesn't have a complicated dual clutch transmission. It's got it has a real clutch and a real shifter, and you move a lever to pick a gear. And that is, it was so joyful about driving. And you have this simple machine with a good sized engine in the back, and you know, a little bit of all wheel drive to help you through the corners. It's just such a fun car to drive, and it's so simple that hardly anything can go wrong with it. And I've owned it for 3 years, I believe, 3 years now. And never have I ever had to put any money into it, other than this little suspension upgrade, which cost me a lot of money, actually. Oh, wait, we got people doing donuts in the corner here. All right, let's get this corner happening. Let's see what happens when we... That rear end does come around a bit. Oh, here come the bicyclers. There's that whine, a little bit of whine going on in one of the drive wheels. Bloody bicyclers. You never know what they're gonna do. I am surprised at how quickly you can maneuver through a corner in this car. So, you know, not going to be able to buy any more cars. So do I spend $30,000 to get a new 997, a newer 997, or do I spend 10 grand to do a bit of engine work on this car? Yeah, maybe that chatter I'm feeling is the actual road. It's just coming through the road, the lumps on the road. I'm just doing some very smooth 90 degree corners at 40 miles an hour, and it's handling them very well. I'm not sure if you can sense in my voice the like someone's pounding on your chest. That's the rigid suspension coming through and making me sound like a baby being burped while I talk. I have to say, when I got the bill for this suspension work, it was a big bill, Pinkies. Bigger than I was expecting. I was pretty mad when I got that bill. Oh my God, you spent how much on shock absorbers? But it turns out that it's paying off. Paying off. I'm quite impressed. Actually, quite happy with the car. To be quite honest, it's feeling good. All right. Well, let's put some. I'm gonna put some music on. Gonna finish out my drive. Thank you for listening. I am the Fey Driver. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com.